morning, everyone, and welcome to our Success Academy coaching call. We are in week 5 of your series. Today is February 27th, 2019, and a warm welcome to you. I look forward to this call every single week. Just invite you to look at a couple of things, and I'm going to give you a coaching outline of an assignment that you can work on this weekend. Invite you to take a look at, but I love to do so for myself as we begin a new month, and so I'm going to model that for you. But take just a moment, if you haven't yet already, to get yourself centered and grounded. If you haven't yet logged off email or social media, go ahead and do so. Grab your notebook, grab some water, light a candle, or cue up your essential oil diffuser. Maybe grab some cozy slippers if you're at home. Don't get so cozy we put you to sleep, but you know, make yourself comfortable where you can get yourself dialed in as we get ready to share today. If you already know that there's something up for you that you'd love to share or love to have some support with, you're welcome to raise your hand already. You do that if you're on the phone line by pressing the star sign or the asterisk sign first and then the number 2, so star 2. Or if you're joining us on webcast, you can go ahead and simply click on your computer screen, raise hand. And it will raise your hand for me so I can come unmute you here in just a little bit. Just want to say hello and welcome. So excited. I can see lots of you that are hopping on and joining in. Again, if you're just getting connected with us this morning, go ahead and get yourselves focused, log off your email or devices, get yourself comfortable, notebook, get present, right? And there's really two questions I want you to look at or to drop into, whether you choose to share today live or not. If you're here live, absolutely, raise your hand. You've paid for the time, and let's use it. But ask yourself two things. One is, what's new and good? Or what's a win or victory that you've had in the last day or so or the last week? What's something new and good that's taking place in your life? And secondly is just dropping in and asking of yourself the question, you know, what's up for me? As you ask that of yourself, what's up for you? What are you wanting help with, clarity with, discernment with, and so forth? Just invite you to consider looking at that. Now, here's the thing I want to model for you as we are wrapping up the end of another month, right? We have one more day here in February, tomorrow, Thursday the 28th, and then Friday, March 1st, which I can't wait, right? I'm just ready for more spring weather and spring colors, and I love my sweaters, but I'm ready to put them away. I'm ready to move into some springtime, but the point being is one thing I like to do every month, and I'm going to model this for you to utilize every single month that I do for myself and my private coaching clientele does as well. So I want to share it here with you briefly. But I invite you to get out a blank piece of paper in your journal and go through this. Now, not in this moment because we're going to jump into coaching, but I'm going to give you the questions that over the next day or two or for sure by the weekend, it's a great time to take some inventory and to work on some clarity. But first and foremost, I invite you to look at wins and victories. So that's number one, wins and victories for the month of February. What were some of your wins and victories? Some of your achievements. Obviously, we've done a lot through Success Academy through this month. And maybe you've had some new sales, or you've produced a website, or you've met some new people, or you've organized or decluttered, or you read some new books, or did your mirror work. Whatever it might be, but acknowledge yourself for some of the wins and victories of the month of February. That's number one. Number two is looking at what did the month of February, what was one of the life lessons? So number two is life lessons. What was the month of February teaching me? And dropping into that is I like to look at each month as like a chapter in a book, and each chapter has its own flavor, right, is to drop into what was this here to teach me? What were some of the lessons I learned in the month of February? Right. I know for me, I learned heavily the lesson of deep gratitude for my health. It's the end of January, first of February, I was laid out with a terrible flu bug. And I haven't been sick in years and years and years. And that kind of surrender and that kind of whoa, coming back from that is like the deepest gratitude for my health and well-being. Right. But that's one of my life lessons. I've also been learning about the power of creativity and taking action. I've also learned heavily the lesson in the month of February. It's not something I didn't already know, but I've been relearning it again at a sweet level, is the power of serving other people and how serving other people or doing kindnesses for other people is a sure bet for a great mood. And I've had a few opportunities this month where I've intentionally shown up to serve, and I've been the benefactor, right, of feeling so much lightness, happiness, and joy. But those, I'm just modeling for you what number two would be. It's life lessons. What were some of your life lessons the month of February? Number three is, what was one of your distractions in the month of February? Maybe it's an ongoing distraction. Maybe it's something new. Maybe you started a new job or had something change or shift. Maybe you've been going through a home remodel and there's a lot of chaos in your kitchen kind of thing, or wherever it might be. Or maybe your technology, you really felt like, wow, I have like been tethered to my technology. But just dropping in and saying, what's been one of my biggest distractions? And moving forward, what's one thing I can do differently to navigate it? Again, these five questions are really just, I love to do every month as a way of dropping in, taking inventory, and then moving forward with clarity, what you want to create. Number four is, moving forward in the month of March, what's your number one goal personally, your number one personal goal for the month of March? And you might say, well, Tiff, can I write out more than one? Sure, but then I want you to circle your number one. Right, so you might have a couple. You might say, well, my health, my fitness, I really want to get moving. You might say, but I also really want to drink more water, and gosh, I really want to be doing my meditation. And I really want to keep decluttering my house and cleaning up and so forth. And you can have multiple personal goals, of course, but I'm going to ask that you decide one. It's like you're no matter what, you're lying in the sand, like this will happen every day or every week based on what it is in your goals personally for the month of March. And then same thing secondarily is a business goal. So number five is, what's your number one business goal for the month of March? And again, you can have multiple goals. You might say, gosh, I really want to work on a program, or I want to nourish my network and meet with, you know, five people every week. I also don't want to, you know, learn this particular skill or this course or do this thing. But it's just being clear for yourself that you say, okay, here's my number one goal. Business-wise, my number one business goal for the month of March. So these are five questions or five pieces of inquiry, doing some strategy work, again, as the intentional architects of your life, dropping into reflection, and then intentional or conscious creation with the new month that's ahead. So I invite you to do that today or tomorrow, or for sure this weekend, but inviting you again, as we talked about on week two, which you can go back and review at any time that you'd like. Week two talks about vision goals, and I talk about, I love to create big vision for like the whole year, and then I love to drop into and set goals on a quarterly, monthly, and weekly basis for myself, personally and professionally. But each month, I think it's a nice way to check in on the chapter you've just completed or are completing and get intentional about the new month that's coming forward for you to create. Good, juicy stuff. I'll be doing that same process myself with you in the next day or so. So I look forward to creating and connecting on that. So let's transition into some coaching shares. I'd love to serve and support you again. Hopefully you've caught your breath, you've grabbed some water, you've been able to think about what's new and good for you. And secondly, what's up for you? What's a question, a comment, something that you might be thinking about or you'd like support with? It might have to do with this week. Week five, we're talking heavily about branding, what's your vibe, what's your essence, what's your heartbeat, your messaging. Some of you have been dropping your messaging statements in our Facebook group. Please keep that up. If you'd like some feedback, I'd love to support you on that. But whatever might be up for you, it might be personal, it might be business, I'd love to serve and support you. So again, if you'd like to raise your hand and move into coaching at this point, go ahead and press the star sign and then number two. If you're on a phone call, star two, or if you're on your laptop or desktop, your computer via webcast, it should have a prompt that says raise hand. Who wants to lead us out today? I'm ready to share, so I'd love to hear from you. All right, good. We have Claudia that's joining us. Anyone else wants to get in the queue, please do so. Would love to help you. And just one thing really quick, I'm thinking about it before I unmute Claudia, is it just went live this morning and went out to my email list, so you probably saw it if you've been in email yet today, or on social media, it's also gone out, or you're seeing some of my affiliates or other friends share the program. It's the month of March, I'm hosting my sales training course for free. The $500 course I offer once a year. I haven't actually done it since 2016, but we've dialed it up and added some new things to this course, and it will be a month-long course this March. If you or members of your team, family, friends would like to participate, it's a content-rich course, and it will cover 4 Tuesdays in March. And so people can join in live. They can listen to the recording. I love it as Success Academy. This is happening in lifetime while you're still in Success Academy. It's like you get the double dose of content and support. So if you'd like to register for that, again, it's free. You can go to salessummitseries.com. If you want to share it with your friends, your teams, it will be fantastic. We will have thousands and thousands and thousands of people around the globe participating, and I'd love to have you part of that. Also, if you'd like to become a formal affiliate of my work, I know many of you share my work with others, you can let Heather know that, Heather, my assistant, heather@tiffanyspeaks.com. It takes about 30 seconds to sign up for your own affiliate link, and she will help support you. But that way, if people, so like the Sales Summit course, we offer it for free while it's live the month of March, but many people want to own the course that will sell it at the end where they can purchase it and own it in their library for life. And for those people that have signed up via your affiliate link that go on to purchase the course, we then give you a commission for every sale and send you a check of those collective sales together. But like Success Academy, you can share with your family, friends, your networks. My next group begins April 8th. Or we have a group beginning in June or one in October. If they ever choose to sign up via your link, we pay $100 per sale for Success Academy. On Sales Summit, it's $25 per sale, but again, we end up selling hundreds and hundreds of these programs, and it's such a low offer that a lot of people will purchase it, so it can add up pretty quickly. So again, if you'd like an affiliate link, I just want you to be aware of it, that you can get one from Heather, and I appreciate the love and the support, and I'm excited to lead that course beginning next week. All right, so I'm coming first to Claudia. Again, I'm in coach mode. I'm ready to serve. I'm ready to support. I'm excited. Again, if you've got something up for you, by all means, get in the queue to do so. Miss Claudia, you are unmuted. I'm so excited to hear you.
Can you hear me?
I know. I can. Welcome.
I hope my connection will be stable. I have a little bit problems recently with the internet connection.
Yeah, I can hear you great. Everyone, Claudia is joining us from Belgium, so it just makes me smile. I can see that Christy's with us in Australia, and we've got Claudia in Belgium and lots of you spread out throughout the U.S., and it's like we've got this big hug going on. So welcome. I'd love to hear what's new and good for you, and then however I can support you today.
Yeah, I'm just a little bit emotional. I was just on the Share Success call, and I was had just been crying a little bit. But it's also good for me, and so I'm really happy. What's new and good is that I can attend the Q&A call, because normally at that time I have to drive my daughter, but she's on a retreat with her school, so I'm just at home and can join for a live call finally. And also it's month end, and I already hit my targets a few days ago, so I don't have any stress at the end of the month, and I'm really grateful for that, that I then don't have to stress and run until the last day of the month. So I'm really grateful for that.
I love it. I love all the things you shared. And congrats on hitting your goal a few days ago for your month end of sales. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's definitely a relief to be on time and not have to stress until the end. It's a little bit hard to describe. I'm a little bit emotional because my life partner, he passed away in 2017, and I've been quite strong and I've accomplished a lot. I hit diamond in the same year, and have been working a lot, and my occupation with doTERRA has given me really a lot of purpose and distraction, and I'm really grateful for that. And of course I have in my strength, I have all this executive and achiever, and so I'm can work really well. And people are just like, oh my gosh, you're so strong, and how you deal with that. And of course, I told my team in the beginning what I'm going through, and I said, I'm not doing so well, but I couldn't just not do anything. So then I started doing again, and it's going really well. But now I feel sometimes, you know, people are forgetting and they think, oh, she's doing fine. And they're just like, oh, you're so incredible. I got even invited to speak on corporate events in Europe and share my story. And people are just, oh, you're so inspiring. But I have some strength and I'm grateful, but I'm obviously not doing always well. And I feel just now I'm in a phase since Christmas, let's say, I'm not doing so well at all. And, you know, I'm not the type that will be like, oh, I'm doing so bad and I'm just doing my duties. And sometimes, of course, I will say, well, today I'm not doing good and I have to cancel something or whatever happens. But it's a little bit hard for me to find a balance. I mean, I know there is no balance really, but on one hand, I'm just feel like, it's better if just I go on and I do my duties. And because if I'm just saying, like, oh, I'm not doing well, it's also kind of an excuse. And then where's the limit? Then I don't know how to navigate, actually saying that I'm not doing good. But on the other hand, I don't want to like overdo it. Or I feel like sometimes I feel even I have a team call and I feel like, oh my God, I wish I could just go to bed now. I don't feel like it. And then I go on the call and I'm see all the people and I'm so excited and I'm actually so happy I did it. So I guess my question is how I could kind of find out when I can, when it's good for me to say no or to really go into that kind of timeout or sadness, and on the other hand, not to overdo it or just. But I also sometimes feel if I'm always strong, I kind of push myself too much, and I feel like I'm getting a burnout. I don't know if you. It makes sense what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I have a few thoughts, but first of all, I'm just sending you the biggest hug. So if you'll just receive that, like energetically, I'm just sending you so much love and a couple of thoughts. Thanks. Number one, loss and grief, it doesn't work on a schedule. You've probably realized that. Like there's some days or weeks you're just like, oh, I'm doing amazing, and then a memory will come up, or a favorite song, or something will remind you of your partner, and you're like undone, right? And so healing comes in waves. And I think it's knowing that and being gentle with yourself, right? When we lose someone we love, like you never not love them. Or at times miss them. It's just the feelings and the poignancy of the feelings ebb and flow, like literally waves of like the ocean. And I know you probably know that logically, but it's having that self-compassion that your feelings for all of us, especially if you've been through a loss, you're going to have ebb and flow. If that has resonance. So I know you, again, I'm just reminding you of that and being tender and kind to yourself. And secondarily is to really be an advocate for your own mental and emotional and physical health. I mean, you're in a business where you take on the term advocate, but may you be focused on your own healing and wellness, right? Like as you were just on the success coaching call and Andy saying that is sometimes we get so caught up in healing other people or helping other people, but what about being as focused on your own healing? And I believe it's both, your own healing and others, and I think that combination is what matters. But a lot of what you're asking just requires you to know yourself and be connected to yourself, self-trust, and that self-intimacy, which for me often comes through the mirror exercise as well as meditation and time just to be within my own sense of self helps me when I'm really doing my self-care and taking care of my body. There's prayer, meditation, doing things where I connect to my inner voice, my intuition, some people call that, or Holy Spirit, or really being connected to that internal voice, that helps me navigate the decisions that I know I need to make. It's knowing, like, this is right for me, say yes to this, or this isn't a fit. And finally, I just want to say that when things, because the reality is it is true, you're the one living your life, and other people's lives. You know, it's like they show up for you so strongly when you go through this big loss, right? You probably felt so much love, so many people being around. But yes, it's true. Life moves on. Not sure what that is, but life moves as it moves on. But you're like, but for some of it, I'm still dealing with this. And here's a really important thing is not expecting anyone to read your mind. And I know it will probably, Claudia, feel vulnerable for you, as it does for most of us. But it's when you need help is to ask for it. And even if your response then is say, well, that's hard for me. And you say, that's nice, but make a decision. Like a new decision is, I know it might feel like, well, that's hard for me. It's just easier if people just happen to show up. And sometimes they will. But the reality is if and when and the times you do need more support, is to have the courage to ask for it, of a good friend. Hey, I'm just having a tough day or week, or maybe we could grab a movie, or could we talk, or could, you know, you keep me in your prayers. I know a lot of us, we don't like to feel like we need anybody or need things. It makes, you know, feeling needy. But, honey, it's, like, so healthy. Just say, I need some support today. Is your willingness to ask for it when you need it.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I just now feel like I really try to take more care of myself, but sometimes then I feel like, yeah, I take too much care of myself, and I feel like that doesn't help me either. So I'm still just, I mean, it's just my life has totally changed, and I still feel like, I don't know how long it will take to feel like a normal person again. Even though I'm doing well, I mean, I cannot complain. I think I have come a long way. Yeah, it's just like a roller coaster. And like you said, it's like you never know the next day how I'm going to feel. And so I guess I just have some kind of panic, or I don't know how to call it, because I never know what to expect and what will happen and how I will react. And it's just a process, of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you're feeling like a normal person is like your normal will be a new normal. And to move forward, sometimes we're trying so hard to move into backwards, right? Like I want to go back to what's familiar and what's comfortable, and that normal or that known isn't there. And all of us, where this is a universal share, we all understand loss, and we all have been through a loss. Loss of a loved one, loss of our own health, loss of a job, loss of, you know, possibility or dream, loss of a pregnancy, loss of a pet, you know, it's like, or a friendship or a relationship, a divorce. I mean, we've all experienced it at some level. So I have huge empathy. But one of the things all of us are dealing with today, some of you really are aware you're dealing with this, and some of you you're not, but at points it comes, it flares up for us, is the fear or the feeling of uncertainty, right? Like, where's my life going to go, and what will become, and I don't know how I'm going to feel. And again, the more that you know and trust yourself, like in that you love your, it's like, I know I'll figure it out. And some days my best is, hey, I'm out rocking it in my business. And some days, like, hey, I'm going to curl up with a movie. It's just learning how to inquiry. Remember on week one when I modeled the question for you that said, what do you need, sweetheart? I'd like you to specifically put that on a 3x5 piece of paper and tape it on your bathroom mirror. And just learn to inquiry more. What do you need, sweetheart? And it's like, I need a friend. Great, let's call one. Or I need some downtime, or I need to get moving. I need to move my body, right? I would say for sure one of the best forms for helping your well-being is to move your body. Mm. It will change your state. It will change chemically. Your body produces its own natural sense of what we call serotonin. And the natural feel-good emotions are released into your bloodstream. So sometimes, there's a lot of times, most often, truthfully, you guys, I don't feel like going to work out or going on a run or a walk or whatnot. Sometimes I do. I want to. But more often than not, I don't. But what I'm after is, like, I deserve to feel good, and I want to help myself do that. So as much as you're into your products and things, I love them, but move your body. It'll change your mindset. It'll change your view. It'll change your physicality. It doesn't mean you're not going to still feel the pangs of loss and grief, but that's probably the one thing you could do consistently that you will see make a difference. And I would invite all of you to take that on. Maybe it's one of your main goals for the month of March is make it Movement March. I was not planning that. It's cute. It comes up. But it's like, let's all commit to get moving every day, even if it's 15 minutes, right? That's all my own self-commitment is. It's 15 minutes a day. I'll at least go on a walk, or I'll get to the gym or to yoga, but I'm going to get moving at least 15 minutes a day.
Yeah, that's actually what I was thinking when you told us the questions. I mean, it's for me really something that's on my mind, but somehow sometimes when I'm not feeling well, then I don't know, it's just the last thing I want to do is, it's really, I know it would make me feel better, but it's hard, and I hope I can get over this and actually do it, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're working through it. But I say this out of a space of, so you're not, but I don't know if you're ever going to be over
it. No, just, I meant now just not the grief. I meant the block that I have for my workout.
Oh.
Even if I want to work out.
Oh, there we go. Got it. Yes.
I'm going to feel better. I'm kind of like, oh, I can't do it. I don't, I'm too bad to do it or whatever. And so I want to get over that I don't work out because I feel not inspired, or I have no strength, or I feel like I'm it's a big part, I guess. I just get this realization again because I've told it to my accountability partner, and I still don't get it together, but just now it comes up again and again. So I think that's probably a big thing that I have to implement now.
And usually where we have some resistance gives us some good feedback. So would you be willing to commit to me and to all of Success Academy? You'll get moving every day for the next 30 days for at least 15 minutes.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to be traveling. I'm actually coming to the U.S. next week to the leadership retreat. So there might be a few days, but besides.
Whether you're on an airplane or you're in Atlanta, or you're in your own hometown of Belgium, no more excuses. Are you going to move every day or not?
Okay. Thank you. Oh, yeah, I will do it.
Will you?
Yeah, now I said it. Yes, okay. Yeah. Now or never. I mean, I guess it's like, yeah, it's, you know, how long I'm going to postpone it.
No, we start today. We get moving today.
Okay, it's already
See, the
nice,
thing is but... about change. I know. But like last night, I did the same. I was on a walk at 10:30 at night. Not when I usually go, but guess what? Is the same way you follow through for your business and other people, you need to up-level that for yourself. Especially if you want to grow in your company, is one of the best things you could do to grow your company is to deepen your sense of your own energy. Because you really can't. Emotionally, it feels like what you're saying is I'm pretty maxed out. Well, growing your business requires you to have more energy. And again, you're an advocate for wellness, so I want you to be one. And it starts with you. And I know I'm saying some bold things. It's like, whoa, she's bringing it today. Well, you didn't pay me to be your girlfriend. You paid me to be your coach.
Yeah, no, it doesn't shock me. Because actually it's not such a big deal. I mean, you know, I could easily do it. I mean, it's not like, you know, but I don't know, somehow I don't do it. So
I know.
And probably, you know, sometimes I think, oh, to move forward in my business, the change, it has to be something really far out and the trick that I didn't think, but it could be something so simple that just starting working out every day to change my life. I mean, so it's kind of now I feel like maybe it's just that simple thing that will keep me going and change something for me. And it doesn't have to be something extraordinary, I mean, that I never thought of before or something like that.
Yeah. Well, and again, I think that it's one of my favorite quotes of all time. I'd like all of you to write this down as a quote by Foster Hubbard, where he says, doing isn't difficult, deciding is. Mm. You just haven't made a real decision about this. It's a good idea to you, and you know you like it when you feel like it, and it feels good when you do it, but that's left to a feeling determining if you're going to follow through. Right? Versus it's just making a decision from the inside out that says, whether I feel like it or not, I'm going to do it. I'm going to honor my word. And that you just make up your mind, like you said at some point, you're like, oh, I know it's easy and I know I could do it. I just don't. Well, it's because you haven't decided to. Mm. And all of us know certain things, right? Like how many of us, each week, has there necessarily been a topic we've covered where, yeah, some of the things, and especially as we get into more marketing, might be like, oh, I didn't know that, or I didn't think of it that way. But, you know, when we talk about the power of having goals or the power of self-care, or we talk about, you know, time management and distractions and nourishing our network and all of that good kind of stuff, we know that if we do the principles we're talking about, we'll see a positive shift. It's just a matter of deciding and doing it. So it's just tuning in. But I think, again, it's asking of yourself what you're saying is, I want to feel better more consistently. And so this mm-hmm. is one thing I think will help you. And that's why we're doing it is, I deserve to feel better. And I'm going to take the time. Now, a lot of times on my walks, if I'm doing a walk or even a workout at the gym, I'll listen to some book, you know, an Audible or a podcast, and I'll be like double life, my personal development time with my movement. So like my morning ritual or my personal development time, I'm kind of maximizing it. So that might be another way too. It's like, great, it's my podcast hour, or not hour, maybe 20 minutes, right? 15 minutes. I'm just excited for you, and I would like for you each week, if you want to do that on Fridays or Mondays, either way, I'd like you to check in with our Facebook group with an update to just say, I've gotten moving every day this week.
Yeah, it's funny. I feel so much better now already. Just thinking now I put it out in the world, I have to do it now.
I know. Yay! Anyone else? The rest of you are like, I'm not raising my hand today. Tiffany is going to commit me to something, but that is truly what you all want and why you're here. It's some next level. It's like, oh, yes, okay. And even like you saying, I even feel lighter because so much of our energy is stored in what, well, maybe I will, I won't, I'm not sure. But it's like we have clarity. Like, I don't have to remake that decision every day. That's what I love about like a morning ritual is I don't have to remake my decision every morning. Am I doing this, not doing this? Is I just decided years ago I'm doing this and I'm doing it every day. And that still doesn't mean it's perfect. Are there days that it's like it's shorter than others? Yeah, or I'm distracted or tired or something for sure. But I've dropped into a decision I don't have to remake every day. And same thing with movement. Like I'm going to move every day. I want to be on the hook with you because I'm pretty consistent. But I want to up-level my integrity and my work, too, that every day I will get moving at least 15 minutes. If anyone else wants to join us, feel free to do it. But just make the point is, whatever your goals might be, whether like Claudia, it's like I need to move, or it's the morning ritual, or it's, hey, I'm going to nourish 5 relationships a week, and here's when it's going to fit my schedule. Like the things that the habits you're after, your habits are what create your outcomes. And all of us experiment with these principles, but experimentation will never create transformation. Commitment creates transformation, whether it's of your body, your mind, your spirituality and practices there, your business. It's like the commitments that become our habits is what creates our outcome. So I love it. Thank you, sister, for being willing to play full out with me and stay open and willing to be there and go there. And I'm excited to hear how this journey more, I think you're in for some real beautiful awarenesses and some up-leveling for yourself personally and professionally with this.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm
you're
happy
so welcome.
I enjoyed today. I really feel better. It's funny because normally I'm quite a disciplined person, and this really has helped me in my business, and I have my routine. But this one just now, I just couldn't get it together. I'm just, oh no, tomorrow, and oh no, something more important. But now I just feel like something so simple is holding me back. And now just talking through it, I feel already better, and that this is something, if I could just change this habit, would make a big difference for me now.
Yeah. Love it. Well, I am going to create a thread in our Facebook group if anyone wants to join Movement March. Get it moving. And 15 minutes, that's it. Whether you want to walk, you go to the gym, you walk your lunch break, whatever it might look like.
It's a good time
to move it.
Yeah. Month now.
Yes. Awesome. Well, thank you, Claudia. Excited for you
thank
and
you.
Sending you big hugs.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we are moving from New Jersey to Miss Karen Rich. Hello, sister. I am going to unmute. Let me just see. There we go. You are unmuted,
Hi.
Love, if you want to lead out with your new and good and then your share.
Yes, absolutely. So my new and good, I have to say, is I'm killing it in the self-care department. And I think
for a very long time,
I hate to use the word deprived, but I did. Like, I came last in everything. And, you know, that analogy of not having a full, you know, vessel really finally got through to me. And I'm trying to the best of my ability. I'm not going to say that it's every day, but, you know, I am asking for what I need, and I'm getting it done, and it's definitely making a difference. So thank you for that.
Love it. You sound so good.
Yay.
Sound so happy. I love it.
Yes. So my share is, you know, my question is this. I am, and I'm going to use these words, but I am very careful not to use them during, you know, when I'm thinking about it. But I am feeling overwhelmed a little bit by all of these changes. Like, I've gone back and listened to, you know, the first four trainings, and I've been redoing the work. I am having a little bit of a struggle with mixing in my personal life with my business life and getting myself on a, you know, a good schedule. My, you know, having a small one, my four-year-old, who's only in school a couple hours a day, my time is so limited that even when I try to time block, you know, to get errands done here and there, sometimes that, you know, completely gets messed up depending on what's going on with doctor's appointments or this or that. So my question is, what would you recommend, like, in terms of, I guess my biggest thing is I'm not doing planning for the week or night before planning. What would you say is the most important thing that I can, that can help me integrate the personal with the business so that I can, you know, little by little stack on more things? Because I think coming at me in so many different directions is causing, you know, that overwhelm. And again, I try not to use that word, but just that's kind of what's going on.
So you're saying you're not doing weekly planning or time blocking or night before planning?
No, the thought of it just completely, I haven't gotten into a good habit about it, you know, and I'm embarrassed to admit it. You know I have to do it. I know it's key, but the thought of it just expires me.
So in your previous lives, when you were, like, really successful in the fashion industry and some of the other things, how did you manage your time then?
In my Franklin Covey planner, everything was written down. And I do have a planner, and I do write it down. But somehow, so maybe here's the problem, you know, I bought the Brendon Burchard planner. Because I wanted a good way to be journaling every day, but also focusing on my top priorities. But now I've got that, and I have my Erin Condren planner, which I'm using for my personal stuff. So I don't know. Somehow I decided that I wasn't going to keep the two together this year, and I was going to try that system. Maybe that's the problem. I mean, I'm not sure, but you know, that's why I love that you shared your planner, because I have not found one planner that really can help me do that. Or do I make a spreadsheet on Excel? I'm really at a loss for, I'm floundering, you know, and because it's expiring me, I'm floundering and just putting it off. And I find that I'm doing that with a lot of things because I'm not able to, you know, not that I'm not able to, for whatever reason, I'm not taking control of that.
Yeah. So, one, I don't think there is like a perfect planner. And I think planning begins in our mind long before it hits the page. And a lot of that is in deciding what your key priorities are and those decisions. And then from there, putting it to paper and mapping it out. But I would decide like whichever planner you feel like more resonant with. And I did share, I use a Levenger system simply because I can move the pages around, where every other planner I've been typically connected to has been bound, right? And therefore, it's like if it gets created on that, you know, page 33, it's stuck at page 33. It can't be moved around. And then I can add sheets in. So like if I'm at someone's training conference, it comes with its own puncher, like a three-hole punch, but it's more than that. And I can punch paper and add it to my binder. So I use a Levenger system, and then I add in a Passion Planner download from passionplanner.com for my weekly planning. And I use a woman named Ange Peters has a program called Beautiful Life Lab. So regardless, is even when I have to actually use it, but I have to do the things. So it's a little fun. I'm smiling a little bit where you're saying, hey, help me with this. And I'm like, well, are you doing this, and this? You're like, nah. It's like, well, how about you do the things you've already been given and see if that helps you. But I get it. It's that, you know, and life is full and it won't always go to a perfect plan. But I do think having intention, one of the things when we talk about on week three for me is like I have coaching days and I have content creation days and I have marketing days. Or sometimes it's half day, right? Like, cool. I look at, you know, you go, great. Well, Mondays are really focused on marketing. And I'm working on content creation, my newsletter, my social, and I'm reaching out and nourishing some relationships. Tuesday, I'm really in, you know, this priority, or I'm coaching my clients, or I'm working on this. And I know some of that because you're on a new platform build is you're going to be heavily in marketing activities, content creation, videos, online, in person, you know, sharing, connecting some more is being out nourishing your relationship. So, you know, again, honor what feels right for you. It's like, again, all of you get to choose what pieces you take of this. But I think that, like you're saying, it feels overwhelming to me. Is I'm not asking you to have every moment of your day planned out, but I guarantee you're doing a lot of time-wasting behavior with no plan in place. You find your way back onto social, trickle this or do this or try that or here, and it slices and dices your focus. And it's okay to keep doing that. It's just if you want a different thing where you're like, okay. Cause again, like people coming through this course, they don't have to do any of the things I share. They're just all towards principles that will help you be more successful and productive if you want them to.
All right. Now I know. I know it's something that's essential. You know, I don't know if it has to do with, you know, some of the things I was mentioning last week, you know, just, you know, what, you know, coming up for me and my daughter and things like that. But, no, you're right. You're right. And I thank you for saying that.
So I think it just comes back to choices. And I think it's the asking of yourself. And yeah, you are in some new turf. So again, you're going to feel uncertain. You're going to feel vulnerable. You're going to feel like at times, like, wait, what am I doing and where am I going? And like we talked about in the very beginning, do you want this to be a business or a passion project? And that really makes a big distinguishing difference. And it's totally okay, whatever the answer is.
Right.
And if it's more of a passion project or a hobby, then that's okay. And then trying to be productive and focused, that's all right. It's then you can tinker with it when it works for you versus, no, I want to have create a, an influential platform where I have paid clients and paid speaking, and I want to create this as like a literal force, you know. And even if it's not about being paid, but it's just like I really want to be a beacon of light for people on their infertility journey. And I know you feel that in your heart, but it's like the willingness to like climb the ladder and stand on the platform, you know, is what's required of having just expanding your influence. But who you are is lovely, and you don't have to do any of it. It's just if you choose to do it.
No, no, you're right, and thank you for bringing that mirror in front of me, because it is important to me. It is something that I want to make a business out of, and it is something that you're right. I need to make that decision and not flounder about it. You know, I do. You're right.
Yeah. Well, I just send you lots of love. Just know it's just a little behind the scenes. Even myself this morning when we went live with my Sales Summit course, that even though it's a free course, that it goes massively influenced and putting it out there. And we had a little glitch last night after, you know, we thought, hey, check all the boxes. We're good to go. My team, you're like, oh, cool. And then, like, this morning, I just felt a little bit of that knot in my stomach of, like, oh, boy, I feel a little vulnerable. Because this year I'm really up-leveling my growth game. And we're doing a lot more than what I've done the last 2 or 3 years. I've been in more maintenance mode. And now we're really creating and putting it out there. And so my own vulnerability was a little bit up for me this morning. Because it's more like being seen and putting yourself out there. And I share that as hopefully as comfort that even when you're 9 years in, even when you have a $500,000 business, and you're in the top 1% of female book speakers. And I don't say that to brag, but even though I've achieved some amazing things, guess what? I still get to deal with, ooh, I feel a little uncomfortable putting this out there. Next level, here we go. Is you're going to need to make friends with the discomfort. It's that I don't have to move the discomfort. I'm more kind to her. I don't get after myself for having it, but I've come to accept that, like, I take it by the hand and let's go together versus let me wait till I'm perfectly comfortable, then I'll go and do. It just doesn't work that way.
No, thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. It's good to know that it's something that you always have to grapple with, so thank you.
Yeah. And I think, like we've talked about with you and with others on this call, is really being anchored in your purpose. And literally taking time to put it in writing and then maybe posting it somewhere you see it, is my purpose has to be is bigger than my fear. Even though sometimes my fear has this loud voice, I come back to, no, I'm choosing to help empower more people to have the skills and tools to love themselves and to create life on their terms. I like people to be empowered. I'm a freedom fighter, so to speak, and just in a different way. It's like I love people to have personal freedom. And I care more about that than my discomfort. But I sometimes forget that, which is why I do rituals that ground me back to my purpose.
Love that. I need to put my purpose up on my mirror. I think I need to, like, repeat that consistently just so I know, because my purpose is big.
Yes. And you have quite a path and quite a space of holding empathy and safety for people. So I'm going to ask that you take that as an actual assignment and that by Sunday that's on your mirror.
Taken.
Awesome.
Taken, I promise. I promise.
All right, sister. Love you. Big hug. Oh,
love you too. Oh, I was going to say, can I just read you, so my elevator speech, I kind of tweaked it from last night. Can I just read it real quick? Or I'm sorry if there's somebody else behind me. I don't want to take everybody's
email. Someone does have their hand up. So I think in terms of honoring a question, you know, the sharing time, I think if you want to bring it back to our Facebook group, I'm happy, and just tag me in it. I'm happy to take a look at it there.
No problem. No problem. Thanks, Tiffany. Have a great day.
You too, love. Sending you lots and lots of love.
Thank you.
Okay. I am coming next to Jesse. Jesse, you are unmuted. If you want to lead out with your new and good, and then your share or question.
Hey there. So my new and great is you can see the top of my desk now.
So it's Hallelujah.
Only took me a few weeks, but, you know, you can see it.
I love when you say that, by the way, my new and great.
And I wanted to take a before and after picture and put it up on the Facebook page, and I spaced, so I'm sorry. But
all right, well, show us an after photo anyway.
I'll have to show you an after. And then can I just add something for Karen really quick?
Yeah.
I'm melding that Brendan planner and my movable page dated planner too, so I'd be happy to share. It's really my production has gone up, or my progression and towards my goals has gone up significantly since I really focused on time blocking like that and using it. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd be happy to share it with our whole group.
Okay. Okay, so my question is about kind of about relationship nourishment, where I have, for example, one client that's like, hey, I really want you to watch this TV show, and she's totally into it, and she keeps saying, or other clients that have said, oh, you've got to read this book, or, you know, stuff like that. And I even have one that would be totally amazing to help her, where she's very addicted to smoking and she wants to quit and she wants someone to go to the to an addiction program with her. And many times these are all falling on times when I already have commitments either to myself or my goals or, like, say, this training or whatever. So my bandwidth is really small for a lot of things that aren't already on my plate. Do you know what I'm saying? So how do I enthuse or, you know, help become more in that relationship without quite watching 2 hours of a TV show that I really don't want to? Or I'd love to, but I just don't have time. Do you make sense?
Can you just rephrase that? So you're saying, how do I connect deeper with someone without having to do all their interests or hobbies?
Right. Is that possible? Or
sure. I think it's just finding common ground. So even if you aren't into the same shows or to the same sports or hobbies, I think the fastest way to start connecting deeper with people is through asking questions and getting to know them. And so you can have a cup of tea. You can do that in person. You can do it on phone. It's just simply getting to know them and asking deeper questions. If I'm understanding your question right, which is how do I connect, you know, and there's various ways. Like you could make a mind map around connecting, put connecting in the center circle and then have the spokes come out from that. It's like in-person time. Sending notes,
okay.
Sending text, getting on a phone call or a Zoom.
I think my question is more like, how do I not get into their thing, but still, when they expect you to read that book or watch that TV show or whatever, or spend that kind of time that you don't have or don't are interested in, and still connect with them? And not offend them and say, oh, I don't have time to watch your show. You know?
Yeah, I don't think you have to respond. I think people refer books and shows and things to me all the time. And I just say, oh, thanks for that.
Okay.
Doesn't mean I'm going to do anything with it. And many times they don't, because it's like, oh, you know, and sometimes I am intrigued and curious and I'll download the book or listen to the podcast or watch an episode of whatever they're talking about. But again, that's only if it resonates with me and I want to do that. But I don't think you have to do all the same things to feel like there's a connection there. So again, like if you were to say, Tiff, this is what I love to use or do or read or play, or, and I'm like, awesome, thank you for sharing that. I don't believe I have to go and do all those things to connect with you at the same level.
Okay, good.
I mean, do you have that belief? Maybe as I've changed the belief on this one, it's like, we don't have to be into the same thing to have a deep connection.
Feel bad not following through on something they like to do too, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's more it. I just feel bad by not doing what they've been encouraging me to do. So
yeah,
I need to find other ways, in other words,
yeah,
to connect with them. Just find other ways.
Well,
okay.
And if we're talking about your spouse, right, your significant other is different than, you know, I mean, they're both valuable too. Right. But if your spouse is like, hey, babe, I'd really like to try this new class or do this cooking class or something together, and I really want to do it with you, or I love to golf, and you're like, I don't want to golf, but it's like, would you at least try it and come with me? Maybe you don't come every week, but we come once a month, or – yeah, and I'd like to try this hike or this trail. And, you know, sometimes it is about willing to meet our partners in there. But even that, I have a belief that partners don't have to be obviously identical, and they won't be. And I believe that in partnership, and I'm talking about marriage specifically, or, you know, significant other partnership, is I think there's a lot of beauty for space for each of you to do your own thing too. Is do things together, but then also like, cool, babe, go and do that art class. Not my thing, but I want to hear about it, and I want to, you know, I'm proud of you for doing it if that's your thing. But I don't believe that to connect we have to be identical or have to do all the same things, right?
Right. No, I'm good with family and friends relationships. It's more the client.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's just being in a space of trusting you and your heart and showing up to offer value. You know, when I think about relationships overall, but specifically in business, is my number one intention is to add value, to create connection, to add value, to be in that space with them. And I like to ask more questions and really understand and seek to know someone better. And they might suggest to me, hey, you should really read this book or should do this thing. And if it has a resonance, I'll honor that. If it doesn't, I'll honor that too.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Should we tuck one more in here today? So if someone else, if you have a question, I'd love to hear it. Maybe it's just even a share. What's something you're learning or new and good? Again, star 2 to raise your hand or on your computer screen. Tuck in one more share before we wrap up here today. Don't be shy. Okay, going once, going twice. Anyone in the next 30 seconds want to raise their hand? Okay, lovebirds, well, we will wrap 3 minutes early today. I'm just going to share a thought with you as we get ready to do so. I shared this in part of my share earlier today. Again, I've given you an assignment, the first of the call, if you joined us a little bit later, to do an inventory for the month of February and to do some goal setting for the month of March, which we're on the cusp of right now. One of the things I've just learned for myself that I've relearned, I should say, the month of February, one of my lessons is the power of service. Now, that ties in really well to last week in week 4, but it will continue on through the message of is that all of you are in a business and in a life, and the power of serving and showing up to serve or add value is if you're ready to say, gosh, I really want to feel differently today or this week, but I'm going to invite you to take on the invitation to make someone else's day, right, to send off 3 or 4 kind texts, appreciate some people, grab your significant other's favorite treat from the bakery, or drop by a treat to your girlfriend, or right, send off or buy someone's coffee in line, a complete stranger at Starbucks. It's some form of an act of kindness or generosity. I promise you it will just shift your heart in such a positive way. I love to anchor into that thought. Who can I serve today? And I love the thought, the use me, God, use me, is dropping into that and allowing that to guide your thinking, your thoughts, and your actions. Powerful way to infuse your life positively as well as to help your business. So I'm wishing you all a fantastic rest of your week. I'm so excited to continue to connect with you. I will definitely check our Facebook group to have some messaging statements you want there, and I'd love to hear some of the things we've shared. If you want to join in on Movement March, move every single day, 15 minutes or more, I'd love to have you be committed to that with us as well. Have a great rest of your afternoon. And I'll look forward to connecting with you on Monday. On Monday, we're going to work on and start into doing a deep dive around your marketing. And specifically, we're going to talk in detail about social media marketing, what's relevant, what's trending at the moment and for this year, as well as other forms of platforms or ways that you can share your message, product, or service. Most of them, the good news is we're going to share several. Most of them are free or low cost. So for you as the business owner, whether it's full-time or side hustle, that is really good news for you. So looking forward to that as well, and we'll stay connected. Thanks, everyone.